This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning.
Goldschmidt swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Gray Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Milliken's win! Milliken's win!
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
11:31, great to have you back on the show. Sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX. Dan Reardon with a Masters preview coming up at 11:45. Looking forward to catching up with him. Right now, it is the president of baseball operations of the St. Louis Cardinals, John Mozeliak, back on the show. Mo, thanks again for doing this. We appreciate it. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
Good morning. Got to see your guy Adam Wainwright play last night, opening for Zach Brown, and I'm here to tell you he has a future as a country music star. He was fantastic in front of a sold-out crowd.
Yeah, I heard it was a fun show, so that's awesome to hear.
Yeah, good. And we raised money for Cardinal Glennon Children's Hospital. Good times. Waino retired last year. Your rotation received three new members, Lance Lynn, Kyle Gibson, and Sonny Gray. I spoke to Ollie Marmel last hour, and he said right after we hang up the phone, I'm going to visit with Sonny, and we will figure out a course of action for him. I understand, Mo, that he has spoken to reporters, Ollie has, and has revealed that Sonny is going to start this week in St. Louis.
Yeah, I think he gets the Tuesday start. You know, obviously, we originally penciled him to go to Memphis, but he felt like just the work he got in down in Springfield, way his body's feeling, he feels like he's ready to go and contribute. So that's exciting. And obviously I look forward to him donating the birds on the bat and making the start for the St. Louis Cardinals on Tuesday. I think that'll be really great. And obviously we'll deal with the corresponding move when time comes. But in the meantime, I think that's exciting news for us.
It is. And, you know, you went out and got him. You wanted him to anchor your rotation, and here he is. And explain, if you would, that process, too, so people understand the care and the detail that goes into the rehab process, but also listening to the player, because the player understands his body.
Yeah, I think we've talked a lot about the process and, you know, how detailed our medical team is, and really at all professional levels. These guys are they're pros. They're well-educated. They know how to get people back onto the field. I think the trickiest part and the greatest unknown is sometimes understanding, you know, how a player reacts to X, Y, and Z in terms of injuries, recovery, and where they are. And, you know, in my experience, I've been doing this for a long time, sometimes you get honest answers and sometimes you don't get the most honest answers. And so you're really trying to read the tea leaves on how best to go with that. So spent some time with Sonny this morning, talked through, you know, really just, you know, the expectations and saying, hey, look, we have to trust you. If you think you're ready, then we'll give this a shot. You know, medically, they're always going to take the safer approach. Time is always on your side in that regard. But I think Sonny just felt like, based on how he threw down at Springfield, that like he's ready for that next step.
Cardinals taking on the Marlins this afternoon, and it'll be Kyle Gibson. How about Kyle starting out his Cardinals career with seven innings? That's exactly what you went out to get him for, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you want your starters to go deep into games, because what does it do? It shortens games, and then it keeps that bullpen fresh. I think the one thing that people don't realize at the professional level is you play 162 games over 187 days, and so – you know, every given day, we don't necessarily have like our full bullpen or we're at full strength. And so as a manager, you're always sort of left trying to navigate the best hand you have on that given day. And, you know, ideally you can give certain players days off, not have to use them. And so then when you do need them or need to call upon them, they're ready to go. And then you feel like you are working at full strength. So, you know, Gibby's start last week was huge. It was something that gave us a little space. You know, really when you look at our schedule too, with having every Thursday off in the month of April, it does give us a little bit of you know, a nuance where we can help sort of shuffle and stay fresh, which is nice because, you know, we do have a challenging schedule starting on the West Coast, then having to go back out to the Western time zone here at the end of this homestand. It does give us a little bit of breathing room in terms of trying to keep that bullpen fresh. So that part is, even though we have a tough schedule, in a way, having those off days is definitely fortuitous.
That's a really good point. Your bullpen, Keenan Middleton, was a big addition, too, in this offseason. He was somebody that you could have near the back end of your bullpen. What is the latest with him, Mo? How is he doing?
You know, I ran into him yesterday. He definitely says he feels like he's getting over the hump and getting closer. So he'll be reassessed early this part of this week, and then hopefully he can begin a throwing program, and we can get him back because, to your point, yeah, he was signed to be a high-leverage reliever, and, you know, unfortunately, for the month of April, we're not going to have him, but if we can have him for the next 5 months, that'll be great news.
You've been able to navigate these injuries so far. You had in your lineup on opening day and yesterday all these young players.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Walker, Wynn, Gorman,
Herrera.
Scott, Herrera. I mean, it's really something. And now here comes Lars. I mean, Lars is close, isn't he?
He is close. He's playing today. We'll see how that goes, and we'll make a decision post-game tonight on what's next. You know, I think, like, the one thing for him is you got to realize he missed a lot of spring training. So, you know, all day at-bats we can get him before he comes back is, I think, critical. The one good news is he does feel good. Like, he has no discomfort. He feels like, from a physical standpoint, he's ready to go. The key is where is he from a timing standpoint? And that'll be factored in as we make this next decision. And, but yes, I do feel like, you know, Contreras, he could go today if you had to, but we're just giving him one more day because we can. And, you know, Herrera's playing well, so it gives you the opportunity to rest players when you need to. So I do agree with you, though. It's kind of interesting how, you know, this young group has brought some energy for us, and it's come up with some big hits and some big plays defensively, and it's been fun to watch.
Herrera certainly looks the part, and he looks like a hitter. He looks like a catcher. It's because he is. He's put in a lot of work. Ollie talked about that extensively last hour. And just to get your read on Brendan Donovan's bounce back, too, was that expected that he would be able to be okay?
Yeah, we certainly assumed it would be. You know, he was down in Jupiter for majority of his offseason. So, you know, we had hands on him, working with him, and we had a pretty good feel that he was in a good spot. So I'm not overly surprised how he's playing. He's a baseball player. I mean, he's one of those guys that kind of reminds me of a Rusty Nail, like, you know, just tough, gritty, and, you know, loves the game.
Yeah, he really does. And I told him at one point early in spring training where he dove and fell on that arm. I'm like, well, I guess you're okay. I mean, he's diving into the home plate. He is a gamer for sure. Tommy Edman is too. And I know this has got to be frustrating for him and for the organization too. But again, you will have to preach patience here. This is, and Carlson, throw him into there too. And I guess to an extent, Matt Carpenter, because an oblique you always have to be careful with, don't you, Mo?
Yeah, I think like starting with Tommy, I think we were all a little bit surprised that you know, where he's at in the sense of, like, when we got down to spring training. But now that we know what we're dealing with and we kind of know where we are, I am pretty optimistic that, like, he's going to be able to start taking, you know, major steps forward. And so I think that's good news. He's getting his grip strength back, which is vital to taking those next steps. So I'm encouraged at where he's at, and I definitely can see the end of his tenure on the IL. If I squint hard enough, that it seems like in reason. I think Carlson is going to have a big week this week to take that step forward. So be exciting to see how he responds to that. And Carp has assured me this is not a big deal. So I'm going to take him at his word. He knows his body as well as anyone. So, fingers crossed it's shorter rather than longer.
Good to hear. It was great to see him last night. He was at the show last night, too. And finally, I wanted to wrap with this because I don't think that he gets enough attention, but I've kept my eye on him. Obviously, you all have. Pedro Páez is a good catcher, and he has made it to the majors. I know he's been through this hard work and climb to get to where he is. Could you maybe describe your feelings about Pedro and how far he's come as you've tried to identify who that third catcher will be?
Well, he's always been someone in our system that from a defensive standpoint has always graded out very well. He's also probably, like every team he ever plays on, like one of the favorite teammates. So managers, coaches, players alike, they all love him, appreciate him. He's just one of those guys that works extremely hard, never wants a day off, understands his role. But I mean, it's exciting to get called to the big leagues, and for someone like that to be rewarded in this way, I think is a great story. But I think he has many chapters ahead of him. I do think he'll find a slot at some point at the major league level, which is exciting to see. But like, he's one of those guys, like in spring training, he shows up early, stays late, and something that every organization is grateful to have guys like him around.
Yeah, very well said. Thanks for the time, as always. It was great to see you on opening day. Good to visit with you today, and good luck. Go get a sweep.
All right, thank you.
John Mozeliak, Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, always gracious to join us and break down the Cardinals for us, answer our questions about the club. A lot of health things going on, they got to get healthy, but somehow they've been able to manage a 5-4 record, and hopefully for Cardinals fans, they can keep that gas pedal down. We'll take a break. When we come back, oh my gosh, it is that time. The Masters on CBS. It's coming up. The Masters is fast approaching, and Dan Reardon, KMOX's senior golf editor, is going to be in Augusta. He gives us a preview live, and we'll talk a little bit more about some of the other things that are happening today. There's a lot. Back after this.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.